Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time we're looking at one of the biggest upsets in recent college football memory.
Definitely big.
Oregon taking down the Ohio State Buckeyes 32-31. You guys sent in some great stuff for us to dig into this week. A live blog recap from CBS Sports and a really in-depth analysis from Sports Illustrated. So
yeah, we've got a lot to unpack.
We do. And we're going to extract those hidden gems for you.
Those fascinating details.
Exactly. The stuff that goes way beyond just the headlines.
And you're in for a treat with this one because it wasn't just any win, right? This was a seismic shift.
I mean, it really was.
This changes things.
Oregon's first ever win.
I mean, ever.
Against a top two ranked opponent.
They were 0-19 going into this game.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they do it against the Ohio State, a team favored by many to just steamroll everyone on their way to the Big Ten championship.
Exactly. Both teams were considered top contenders, which is what makes this upset even more significant.
Absolutely.
And keep in mind, this was Ohio State's first real test against a ranked opponent all season long.
Yeah, this was a statement game for sure. And we have to talk about the atmosphere in Autzen Stadium that
night. Oh, man, it was electric.
Over 60,000 fans decked out in black.
A sea of black. Even the Oregon Duck mascot arrived on a motorcycle.
I bet Ohio State felt that energy.
Oh, absolutely. They had a couple of false starts because of the crowd noise. I mean, you could practically feel the energy impacting their game.
For those unfamiliar with the term, a false start is when an offensive player moves before the ball is snapped.
Yeah, it results in a penalty.
Yeah, a momentum killer for sure.
And you know what else got the crowd going? That pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
That Greatest Showman theme with the fire breathers. Talk about setting the stage for a dramatic night.
Speaking of spectacle, a lot of people tuned into this game to see Ohio State's freshman phenom, Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to put on a show. Everyone was comparing him to Chris Carter, for goodness sake.
Exactly. But Oregon's quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, there were some question marks surrounding him.
Yeah, he had a couple of impressive games.
He did.
But his early season performance, it raised some eyebrows.
It did.
Especially with Oregon's offensive line woes.
7 sacks in their first 2 games.
Not exactly a recipe for success.
No, not at all. But against Ohio State, Gabriel was on fire.
He was unstoppable.
Over 300 passing yards, 2 touchdowns.
Don't forget that 27-yard rushing touchdown.
Oh, yeah. A game changer.
It's like he'd been saving all his best moves for this game.
He really did. And to think CBS Sports predicted an Ohio State win.
I know, right? Talk about defying expectations. What I find fascinating is how he just dissected Ohio State's defense. They were only allowing an average of 3.4 yards per play before this game. Gabriel exposed some serious weaknesses.
He did. And speaking of defying expectations, we have to talk about Evan Stewart.
The transfer student who stole the show.
I mean, 149 receiving yards and a crucial touchdown.
All the pregame hype was around Ohio State's freshman star, and then this transfer student comes in and becomes the game changer. You'd love to see it.
It really shows you how unpredictable college football can be. And we can't forget that Oregon had to play part of the game without wide receiver Trayshon Holden.
Oh, yeah, the spitting incident.
Yeah, definitely not that kind of behavior you want to see on the field.
No, not at all.
But it's a testament to Oregon's resilience that they didn't let that incident derail them.
They rallied, kept their focus, and ultimately got the win.
They did. And speaking of resilience, we have to talk about Ohio State's coach, Ryan Day. This loss marks his 4th straight against top 5 opponents.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
It does. The game was close, for sure. Quarterback Will Howard almost pulled off a miracle in the final seconds.
That last second scramble with the clock running out just as he was being tackled, heartbreaking.
It really was. But as you said, this isn't just about one close call.
Right. This loss combined with Day's track record against top-ranked teams, it suggests there might be a deeper issue at play here.
Yeah, is it coaching? Is it a matter of the team not being able to execute under pressure?
Who knows? But one thing's for sure, this loss definitely tarnishes that aura of invincibility that usually surrounds Ohio State.
It does. And you know, it's interesting. Three of those Buckeye players, Gee Scott Jr., JT Tumalo, and Emeka Egbuka, they were practically playing in their backyard. They all have ties to the Pacific Northwest.
Imagine the pressure of playing in a game of this magnitude with so much on the line, and it's practically in your home stadium, but you're on the opposing team.
I can't even imagine. Talk about adding fuel to the fire. This wasn't just a game, it was personal.
And you know what else is crazy? The ticket prices for this game.
Oh yeah, I bet.
People were paying hundreds, even thousands of dollars just for a seat in Autzen Stadium.
Talk about a hot ticket. And it's not just the game itself, you know. There's just something special about Oregon's home turf. I remember reading somewhere that ESPN analyst Kirk Herbstreit once called the Oregon campus his favorite.
Yeah, it's got that certain something, doesn't it? Eugene has a really unique charm, and Autzen Stadium, especially when it's electric like it was for this game, it's an experience.
Yeah, definitely. And that Oregon team, they have this contagious energy. I was really struck by Tez Johnson's post-game interview.
What do you have to say?
He talked about their preparation, you know, and he said something like, every detail matters.
Wow.
It's clear that Coach Lanning has instilled this culture of meticulousness and focus.
Which is probably how they were able to overcome Holden's ejection. They have this next man up mentality. So impressive. They've got depth, talent, and a shared commitment to their game plan.
Yeah, they don't let setbacks define them. And for a team that had some early season struggles, they're undefeated.
It really speaks to their coaching staff.
It does. Speaking of which, did you see that article about Chip Kelly's comments?
About the Ducks program, yeah. What about it?
The one where he said he didn't build the program?
Oh, yeah. That sparked some debate.
I mean, some people felt like he was being a bit dismissive of the coaches who came after him.
Right.
And what they've done to shape the program into what it is today.
Well, he's not wrong that the program has changed a lot since he left. Different coaches bring different things to the table, you know?
For sure. Different philosophies, different players, different systems. It's a different era of football now.
Exactly. And speaking of different eras, how about those Fly era uniforms Oregon wore?
So bold. Those pictures were everywhere.
They really made a statement, didn't they? Very modern, very Oregon.
They did. But the question is, did they contribute to the Ducks' win?
Well, they certainly didn't hurt. Maybe it gave them a little psychological edge. Who knows? But ultimately, Oregon earned that W through their performance on the field, not their uniforms.
True, true. But hey, a little style never hurts.
I'm all for it. And speaking of performance, we have to talk about Oregon's defense.
They were going up against Ohio State's run game. You know, and they did it without their star defensive end, Jordan Birch.
He was out with an injury, right?
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure for that defense to handle.
No doubt. But they stepped up. Linebacker Jeffrey Bassa was all over the field.
He was everywhere. Remember that near interception on Ohio State's first drive?
Oh, man. If they'd reviewed that, could have been a turning point.
Absolutely. A game changer for sure. And Matayo Uigalelei. What a monster.
He was unstoppable. It's incredible how Uigalelei stepped up with Birch out. Talk about depth.
Right. Oregon loses a key player, and it's like nothing happened. They don't even flinch.
It's a testament to their coaching and their next man up mentality.
It is. And those Oregon fans. Storm in the field after the game. You can't blame them. They weren't just watching a win. They were watching history.
They were. This win puts Oregon in a whole new category. It's not just about beating a rival anymore. They've proven they deserve to be considered one of the best teams in the country.
They've earned it.
Uh-huh.
And you can't talk about the national stage without mentioning Texas.
Right. They beat Oklahoma.
They did. So they're still technically top dog, at least for now.
For now. But Oregon is right there with them. And you know what's even bigger than the national rankings?
What's that?
Oregon is in the driver's seat for the Big Ten championship.
They are. You know what? This has been one for the books. It really has.
Tell me about it.
Twists, turns, surprises. It's everything we love about college football.
Absolutely. I mean, who predicted this at the start of the season? Oregon taking down the Buckeyes? No one. It just goes to show you anything can happen in this sport.
It really does. And that's the beauty of it. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time as we explore another fascinating corner of the sports world.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free, select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.